Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/ZABE and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/ZABE today. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Speakerphone?
I don't know. Maybe that'd be better.
Well, wait a minute.
Maybe I could send you a full microphone to plug into your laptop. Do you have a laptop?
Not with me, no. I'm traveling, so I do not have my
laptop. Ah, okay then. Well, shall we get it on?
Does this sound better?
Way better, if you can hang in there for 32 and a half minutes.
It's going to be longer than that, but nice.
Ah, come on!
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right.
You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course, why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
All right.
Strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch?
A bitch?
Go on.
All right, there we go. Notorious J-A-Y. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hello.
Man, I find myself referencing Seinfeld all the time these days.
If you don't reference Billy 5 times a day, you're not doing it right.
That's what I'm thinking. Now, granted, it's a sweet spot show for our generation. Not so much for the younger folks, by the way. I've been tasking, assigning Seinfeld to my young producer, Josh, 31 years old. And he is plowing through it dutifully, but he's not exactly loving it.
The future ex, Mrs. Cottrell, and I, we watch that religiously at night. That's like our go-to before we go to sleep show.
It's the future ex. Are you on the rocks or what's going on?
Oh, you're just joking.
Like, yeah, okay.
I like the joke with her that she's on a 15-day contract, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I can get rid of it.
Both men and women should be on 15-day contracts. It would keep both of us on our toes, you know. Renewable marriage vows, you know, five-year deals.
Like, I should put that to her, yes.
Imagine if that was like the norm in society and you'd talk casually with your buddies like, you know, I got a contract year coming up with my wife and she is looking really good. She'd be going to CrossFit and I've just been sitting on my ass. I don't know, man. I got to get into gear this fifth year because I could be in trouble.
Or I've got my eye on this hot 30-year-old woman. I could draft up.
Yeah. So anyway, quote Seinfeld a lot, and half the time my young bucks don't even get it. So you in that open, there's that clip of you saying, I hate him too. I saw this recently, and I don't know if you're anti-Portnoy, pro-Portnoy, or neutral.
Oh, I hate Portnoy.
Hate. Okay, good.
Yeah.
He put out a list of people he hates. And then he put out a list of people he likes. And they were long lists, the two of them. And it was fascinating to see.
Would you like to do that next week?
No, I am not going to put that out there. I will put out a list of people in the biz I respect and whose game I admire, but I'm not putting out my hate list.
Okay. All right.
But you want to put out your hate list. I'll let you do it.
I'll let you crash and burn.
Oh, well, then, so you admit it's a dangerous exercise.
We could have did it together. By the way, this is the worst. Are your allergies kicking your ass like Bruce Lee?
Right now, I'm okay, actually, believe it or not.
Oh, I came out to my car the other day. It was like pollen as far as the eye could see. It is literally kicking my ass, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm looking at Portnoy's hate list. You ready?
Yes.
It's just on the Notes app on his phone, and he had to do a short video showing it scrolling because it was that long. Julia Black, Henry Blodgett, that's the reporter and the editor of, I believe, Business Week that ran a hit piece on him about a previous girlfriend that he allegedly had rough sex with, and she said it was more than that, and da-da-da-da-da. So that's obvious. Nicholas Carlson, the editor of Business Insider. That's what it is, Business Insider. Goodell, John Skipper, Cheese Boy, I don't know who that is, The Green Monster, not the wall but the woman, Kyrie Irving, Dale Arnold, LeBron, Michael Rapaport, Sarah Spain, Mina Kimes, Jack's Pizza, Laura Wagner, Mike Kensel, Mooj, Smitty, Suitman, Sophia with an F, Drew McGarry, 99.9% of all politicians, FTX, Kat Tenbarge, Brooks Koepka, N Magazine, Gaslight Bar and Grill on Nantucket, Daily Beast, Kanye, The Empire State Building, Kevin Blackstone, Chitty Bang, Jesse K, Ron Insana, Steve Cohen, parentheses, but I'm afraid of him, Will Leach, Robin Hood, Glenn Ordway, and Darren Rovell.
Glenn Ordway from Boston, from E. Oh, my.
I don't think that's healthy to keep a hate list and to publish a hate list.
I don't. Mine is not that long. It's, you know, like everybody knows, I hate Clay Travis.
Whitlock.
I hate Whitlock.
Chuck Sapienza. Portnoy, more people I don't hate. Jimmy Buffett, Charles Barkley, entire TNT crew. Ricky Gervais, Scott Van Pelt, Teddy Atlas, Joey Brackets, Denzel, Rihanna. And I could go on and on. So
he does not hate Scott. No, because Scott Van Pelt comes on his show. That's, well, on the, pardon my take, they're friends, okay. Because I don't think Van Pelt would like him.
Yeah. Let's see. Other guys he doesn't hate. Nomar, KG, Belichick, Bird, Brady, Poppy, Pierce, Perk, Veritek, Phil Plantier, Steve Grogan, Smart Pedro, and Ricky Middleton. By the way, I kind of like...
Plantier? That's as anonymous a baseball player from the 90s. Oh, my God.
Phil Plantier. By the way, by the way, I kind of want to like Perk.
I don't like Perk.
Why not?
Because I think I hate that, and I love KG. KG was one of my favorite players of all time. But there is no team I hate more than the 2008 Boston Celtics because they walk around like they have won 15 titles and they won one. And I hear Perk talk about Perk talks about himself like he's Robert Parrish, and he wasn't. He was a serviceable player, not great, not terrible, serviceable. But the way he tells it, he was a dominating 6'10" center, and he wasn't.
Yeah. That's true. I don't get too wrapped up in that. I sort of like his down-home personality. That's what I sort of like. I like his shtick, in other words. Speaking of Poppy, it is 9 years ago today, Jay, that we had this great mic drop from Old 34 at Fenway Park.
All right. All right, boss.
Is that it?
No, it's coming.
Okay.
This jersey that we wear today, it doesn't say Red Sox. It say Boston. We want to thank you, Mayor Menino, Governor Patrick, the whole police department, for the great job that they did this past week.
It's right after the Boston Marathon bombing.
This is our fucking city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong. Thank you.
Mic drop right there. That's pretty good. This is our fucking city.
By the way, he's on my list of most hated. I hate
Why?
I hate David Ortiz.
Why?
Because he's
probably took steroids.
Drug-taking DH who got into the Hall of Fame just because he was well-liked. That's it. Couldn't play the field. I will say this, came up big in a couple of postseason games. I will say that. But I hate David Ortiz.
Okay, fair enough. Nearly died in a drive-by in the Dominican.
Allegedly.
No, bullshit. He was aired out like a cheese grater. He nearly died. You think that might be – that's allegedly?
The way you think LeBron left the graffiti up on his house, David Ortiz got in the drive-by.
Well now. Well, well, well.
We're moving the goalposts. Yes, we are.
Okay, then. Very, very interesting. All right. Okay, where was I going to begin with you today? I had a fairly long list. Oh, yeah, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Are you at all aware of this case going on that's on TV these days, this defamation case? Johnny Depp suing Amber Heard for lying, he says, lying about his abuse of her that has ruined his career. He can't get a job. He's broke. He spent all his money on dumb shit like Michael Jackson. Amber Heard is counter-suing, I guess, saying, no, he's trying to ruin my career. And what people are realizing is, holy shit, Johnny Depp can't put a sentence together. Have you seen any of the trial?
I have not.
Oh my God, it's apparently...
What has Amber Heard been in? I don't know who she is.
Amber Heard, let's see, has been in... Let me get up her IMDb. You can picture her in your mind, right? She's a little waif of a gal. Big eyes.
No. Okay, Amber Heard. What has she been in
that IMDb, I would know? IMDb, Amber Heard. Here we go. Filmography. Austin, Texas girl, actress. Boom. She was in Guilty, Aquaman, Justice League, The Danish Girl, Magic Mike, XXL. I'm trying to think of movies I've heard of.
I've only seen her in one thing that I can. She was the girlfriend who had sex with the quarterback in Friday Night Lights. That was her.
Okay.
That was the only movie I can think. Oh, she was in Zombieland. I did see her in Zombieland. Okay, that's two.
Okay, so there you go. So anyway, this trial is going to be a doozy. They thought it was going to be like a quick trial, and then they put Johnny Depp on the stand, and it was clear that he couldn't put a sentence together. And they're like, clear the schedule. We want to dig into this now. Now that he's testifying, we got to be like, all right, let's flip him over. So I don't know, man. It's a doozy. I like Johnny Depp. Like, his character in Pirates of the Caribbean, I love it. I love that whole shtick. And apparently he's doing that character on the stand. It's not going well right now.
One of my favorite movies, Blow. Love Johnny Depp and Blow. Great movie.
Oh, yeah. Intense, no doubt. Netflix lost subscribers for the first time ever. Quarter over quarter. They lost 200,000 subscribers. They're forecasting, Jay, to lose 2 million next quarter. There are people saying this could mark the beginning of the great unraveling of everyone streaming everything, because Netflix was the biggest and the first, and now they're the first ones to crest the hill and go down the other side. Do you have Netflix?
I do, and people remember when Netflix had the DVDs. People said the demise of Netflix was coming, and boom, they're like the big. So
they,
I'm not.
They pivoted. Yeah, they figured it out.
Not going to bet against Netflix. I do have Netflix, and I only have it because I want to see the Jason Bateman show.
Ozark.
And I think that's it.
Well, I guess I've not had Netflix streaming for that long, in part because our internet's so bad and I don't have time to stream movies and shit. I'm watching sports and whatnot and creating quality content like this podcast right here. So I haven't had it streaming, but people told me that once upon a time Netflix had The Office and Breaking Bad.
Friends.
And Friends.
And they got Seinfeld down, though. They got Seinfeld.
Right. But like when they described that, I said, wow, what a streaming wonderland to have all
those
things.
They also had every 30 for 30 on there, too.
Right. And then all the original content creators started clawing them back, going, hold on a second. We need to do our own thing here. So there's got to be a happy medium, because we don't need every single content creator, ESPN, HBO, CBS, Time Warner, blah, 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 saying, well, we're just going to stream it on our own service. Get our app. Sign up for our premium. The next thing you know, $5.99, $6.99, $10.99, $12.99. We're getting bled dry here. So I don't know, but I do know this. My wife recently discovered that we were still paying for the mail us a DVD portion of Netflix, which is like an extra $9.99 a month.
You mean Mrs. Avon still pays for that?
Well, it was on the credit card bill, and she sussed it out, and good for her. Good eagle eye accounting. Hope she didn't find all the Sony cameras I bought and returned some of them. But she found it, and then and she's like, do you still use this? And I'm like, no. She's like, can I cancel? I go, yeah. So she found the DVD because we had one DVD. It was like, give me one, I'll watch it, I'll send it back, send me the next one in the queue, right? Guess what DVD I had to send back to get out of the DVD business? 2015's Concussion, starring Will Smith. With a young Dr. Bennett Amalu. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Concussion to bad. You a bad, bad man, Jerry. I'm doing a bad impersonation there. But yeah, the movie came out in 2015. I'm pretty sure I got it in 2017. So that would be 5 years I sat on a DVD.
Wow. Well, you probably sat on every NFL Madden video you ever bought too, or Madden game too.
A lot of them. Definitely a lot of them. Debo Samuel is unhappy with the Niners, wants to be traded.
I don't get this.
He wants more money. They've made him an offer, and he's like, more. So this is how it's done nowadays. You rattle the cage. Obviously, he was so dynamic in the game against the Packers and in the postseason. A lot of people drooling over him. Would you go get him if you were a team that really needed a wideout like the Packers and give up a lot, or nah?
Salary cap's going to keep going up, right?
Yes.
I'd do it.
I would too.
I'd do it.
I think he is one of one.
quite a bit. But I don't know. They seem to be making a lot of good wide receivers. Like, every team has one stud, and that was not the case years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I know this. His name is Tyshawn Raekwon Samuel, and I've committed that to memory.
You love that.
He goes by Debo. Tyshawn Raekwon, a.k.a. Debo Samuel.
You know where the nickname Debo comes from, right?
The movie.
Friday.
Yeah. Friday. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Debo. What do you make of the Kyrie hate?
I get it, but he is the best ball-handling scoring point guard since Isaiah Thomas, and it's not even close.
Okay.
But he's a jackass.
Sure.
I heard Michael Wilbon call him smart, and I was like, "Well, he's not smart. No, he's not smart at all."
Didn't he once buy into a flat Earth conspiracy?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I mean, that's not smart right there.
Two people that I hear people say smart, Naomi Osaka and Kyrie, and I'm like, they're not smart.
Naomi Osaka, that poor girl, is a victim of the age. She's got a lot of money. She's very young. And there's a lot of pressure on her to perform in sports. And, you know, it's...
And I'm not saying anything against her, but people keep calling her smart. And I'm like, no, no.
Yeah.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Remember the Scott's Tots bit from The Office?
Of course. Hey, Mr. Scott, what you going to do? Make a dream come true. Of course I do.
That's so classic.
It's one of the best ever.
Well, there was a version of this pranked on the Angels radio broadcast team. They fell for a fake tweet from an account that looked like New York Post Sports. It had the little icon next to their name, but it was actually New York Porch Sports. And it said Garrett Cole promised an underprivileged school he'd donate 600 MacBooks if he went over just two innings tonight. The Yankee ace, however, left after 1 2/3. And here was the Angels broadcast team.
In his first two starts, and he had promised to an underprivileged school in New York before that ball game that he would donate 600 MacBooks if he went two innings or more tonight in that ball game. Certainly a nice gesture on his part. He ended up getting taken out of the game going an inning and 2/3.
Wow.
It's like nobody checks anything these days.
David, I'm guaranteeing this, that the producer of that broadcast is under the age of 35. I'm guaranteeing that because I know myself, Mark Stern, other people, we've gotten that and said, let me look this up. They just threw it on the air. Oh, look at this. That's
right.
Millennials. Morons.
You've been dealing with the fake newsification of the world for a while. When you were producing Doc Show and other shows, you're like, okay, hold on. Anything that sounds too good to be true,
look it up.
Probably is. Probably.
Look it up. It's not that hard.
Pitch clocks in the minors are not just shaving minutes off the game, Jay. They're lopping huge chunks of fat an average of 20 minutes a game. I think you said you're all on board with this at the majors.
The only thing I'm not on board with speeding up the game is that you can only throw over twice to one batter.
Oh.
Do you know how many steals Vince Coleman would have if that were the case?
A ton, but nobody steals anymore.
That's the other thing that I'm very angry about. But the pitch clock, I'm not that angry about it. I mean, it's still...
I mean, it helps keep the pace up. They've had pitch clocks in the minors for a couple years now, but they were only loosely enforced. And now they're actually starting to enforce them, and they're making the batters stay in the box.
That's the big one. We talked about that last time. That's the big one. Get in the box.
Yeah. Get off. Get on the bag, Brandon. Get on the damn bag. Get in the box and play baseball.
Little bingo, Brandon. Get in the box. Get in the box, Chance.
Come on now. Let's go. All right. Come on. I will beat you, senseless. Such a good one. Let's see. Apparently, Jerry West is pissed at the producers of HBO's Winning Time because they portray him as this absolutely out of control, angry drunk as general manager.
Angry drunk, a sex fiend. Oh, yeah. No, I would be pissed too if I was the logo.
Yeah, but, I mean, does he have a case? Can he take him to court? What if they provide evidence that, oh, yeah, he was banging chicks left and right? By the way, are you watching the series?
Oh, I love it.
You love it. Okay, good. Tell me what you love about it. I've watched the first episode. I'm going to watch the rest, mostly on plane flights in the next couple months.
I like it because of the way they portray Jerry West. The guy who plays Magic Johnson, even though he's not 6'9", he looks the part. The Norm Nixon angle, how Norm Nixon is a little bit jealous of Magic.
Sure. It was his team.
It was his team, and they drafted him at his position. They haven't got to Larry Bird yet, but you should see the guy that they have.
Oh, I know. Bird. I've seen the pictures. What I love is that they had to work really hard casting-wise to come up with fake replicas of all these other famous athletes. Like, that's so hard, Jay, to think about. Well, you've got to find somebody who looks close enough with makeup and a wig, is tall enough, athletic enough, and can act a little bit.
I mean, the guy portraying Kareem is like 6'9". That's had to be hard as hell. I need a 6'9", light-skinned, brooding, big man. Yeah.
With bug eyes.
Yeah, but the guy's not that bad. I love John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly is great as Dr. Jerry Buss.
Jack Kent Cooke. I don't know if
I saw the first episode. Yeah. Portrayed as the asshole that he was.
Racist man.
Yeah.
I mean, he was. He called Magic Boy. I mean, was Jack. The Squire was a racist or a bigot?
He was a bigot in line with the time and in line with his stature in society. The richer you were, the more racist you could be within certain broader bounds. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I've heard that before, and I hate it every time I hear it.
Well, Jack
Kent Cooke. You got to remember the time. Well, okay.
Well, I'm not saying you got to remember the time. I mean, I'm not making an excuse. You're saying, I mean, was he racist? No.
I'm not admonishing you, but I'm just saying I've heard that, you know, before.
No, he was absolutely a racist.
I remember out in the bullpen one day, you, myself, Andy, and I think it was Scott Lee, we were talking about Bear Bryant. And I was like, well, he was Bear Bryant. He could have changed something. And Andy was like, well, you got to remember the time. And I was like, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that excuse.
Right, I don't like there. That. Yeah.
Well, I, you know, Jack Kent Cooke was such a dick, even to white staffers that worked under him, that the stories of him as Redskins owner, were legendary, you know, of highly paid PR guys whose job it was to take an umbrella out and walk his dog Fifi or whatever the fuck its name was and let it go take a piss outside so he wouldn't have to go outside. You know, that kind of shit.
Who? But you would take him
over
every day,
Dan Snyder. Sunday. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
A million times over because he would hire guys like Gibbs and he'd be like, now, Joe, I'm not sure I like what you're doing. and gives you like, I'll tell you, you know what, Jack? I mean, right now we're struggling, but we're going to get it going. So just hang in there.
You better, boy.
And then he would go off and do Jack Ken Cook things, which let Gibbs and his guys actually have some success. If Snyder could take that approach, he'd have a 50-50 shot.
What was the name of his ex-wife?
Marlena.
God, Marlena, see, yeah.
Marlena Cook, a Brazilian model.
Spitfire.
I mean, 50 years, 30, 40 years his junior. I mean, it was ridiculous. She was like 28. He was like 68 or 70. And yeah, she ended up getting drunk and sprawled on the hood of a cop car in Georgetown. Was on the front, led the news at 11.
Is that, by the way, can we get local for a second?
Yes.
Can we pour one out for Wendy the Reed. Blonde bombshell Spitfire?
Yes.
Classiest woman in DC, Wendy Rieger, please. Oh.
Wendy Rieger was one of those people that just exuded positivity and sunshine and fun. Whenever I talk about gals that have, quote, championship attitude, that was Wendy Rieger. And not to turn this to make it about me, but this is what people do, just because it's, well, I got to say this. Carol had lined up.
I was going to say, she's like Carol.
But Carol was friends with her, working at Channel 4, good friends with her. And Carol had lined up for us to have a podcast lunch, a power lunch at the Palm. Me, Carol, and Wendy Rieger. And I was so looking forward to it. And it was at the very front end of all of her medical troubles that really plagued her the last couple of years. Sucks. So we never did that podcast. And I only met her once or twice briefly, but yeah, she was totally cool. And for those listeners outside the DC area, some of them like looked her up and they're like, wow, she looked great for her age. And I'm like, yeah, because she had a great attitude. Fun loving Wendy Rieger. And good.
I was hoping that one day, because she moved to the area where my father's family is, and I was hoping that, you know, one summer day, I would run into Wendy Rieger at the Piggly Wiggly's.
And then say, you want to go out for some wine? And she'd be like, sure, Jay. Let's go have fun.
She was
awesome. Yeah. Okay, so. All right, back to people you hate. John Boy. Did you see the deal John Boy now has with... I think DraftKings.
I'm going to ask you, and I could. What does he do?
By the way, he was a wedding photographer no more than 4 years ago, full time, and then just started putting out baseball videos, and he got popular enough now that he's got his own sort of media brand. I think he's funny at times, Jay. I know you don't want to give him his due on that, but I think he has a funny way of talking about stuff. Now, granted, he pushed the whole Astros cheating conspiracy and the, oh, look at that bulge. Is that a buzzer? What is that? And it was all bullshit. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the company. My man Houston Scotty said, yeah, perfect. One fraud teaming up with another fraudulent company, SeatGeek, to rip you off for tickets.
Again, I think I recognize talent in someone who's funny, and he's not it. He just talks over videos like any Tom, Dick, or Harry could do. It's nothing groundbreaking. I just still don't get it.
Well, I got that story because I knew you'd hate it.
I know he's a frequent member of your...
He's not.
By the way, congratulations on your new deal.
On my new, oh, thank you very much. Yes, as I like to say, fooled them again. I'm here to take their money, not steal their money. I'm here to take it and deliver them a satisfactory, if not more than satisfactory, product and effort in return.
Amen.
Yeah, there was no guns used in the negotiation of said contract. It was a freely negotiated contract. They said, we'd like to keep you. Here's what we can pay you. And I said, I will take it. Sort of like Wild Bill Hickok in Deadwood, when he said to the guy who ended up murdering him, Jack McCall, he's like, your mouth looks like a cunt. When you run your mouth, it looks like a cunt. But then he paused and he said, but I will take it. to play poker. So anyway, let's see. A couple other things, then we'll get to FTG and call this a wrap today because we're at the 31-minute mark. John Daly Jr. has a deal with Hooters. He's a golfer at Arkansas, like his old man was, and his old man's had a, quote, long relationship with Hooters. And so John Daly the second now is going to get nil money and, I guess, free wings from Hooters.
That's a good deal.
Not bad, but Hooters is hanging on by a thread as a franchise. You know that they closed a million locations. My big beef with them is that they've got flippers on their wings. I don't want the flippers on the wings. That's my big beef. Okay. They're the only place that does it that way, Jay. Why? You're laughing because you think that's idiotic. It's not idiotic.
I will never forget. I went to Hooters with a guy who used to be Randy. Oh, he was our production guy at TEM. Randy. Why can't I think of Randy's last name?
I can't remember any of these guys.
Anyway, we went to Hooters for lunch.
Right there in Rockville Pike.
He ordered a grilled cheese. I was like, what?
That's even on the menu? Was that on the kids' menu?
First of all, yes. I was like, I didn't know they had that. And secondly, you ordered that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I would often order crab legs there for lunch. And that was pretty good. Because the wings,
I've seen people like order that also, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, good for John Daly II. Do you know what the Jay Crowder is? It's similar to the Golden Sombrero, which in baseball is four strikeouts in the game is a Golden Sombrero. Five is a Platinum Sombrero, I believe.
That's almost never. That's so hard to do because rarely will you get up five times in the game. But
and if you're striking out that much, Skip's going to probably pinch hit for you at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see if you can find this Platinum Sombrero in baseball. Who is the last guy to do it? The Olympic rings or Platinum Sombrero applies to a player striking out five times in a game. They also call that the Golden Sombrero. So Golden is four, Platinum I think is five. A horn refers to a player striking out six times in a game.
I'd like to, maybe Sam Horn did it. That's why they call it a horn.
Okay. All right, get this. Most four strikeout games in Major League history. One of them is a big first baseman for the Phillies in the last 20 years. Same name as a character on The Office. Ryan Howard.
Oh, wow.
27 four strikeout games. Another guy was an albatross around the neck of your Orioles for many years in the last...
Glenn Davis.
Huh?
Chris. Chris Davis.
Chris Davis had 26.
Glenn Davis, also an albatross.
Right. Chris Davis, 26 four strikeout games. Third on the list, a guy who played for the Oakland Athletics, the New York Yankees, the California Angels, and the Baltimore Orioles, currently residing in Cooperstown, New York, as a Hall of Famer. They called him the straw that stirred... No, that was strawberry. They called him Mr. October.
Oh, Reggie Jackson.
Yes. Then Giancarlo Stanton, Jim Thome, Adam Dunn. God, he sucked.
Rob Deere, not on this list?
But hold up. Bo Jackson, Mark Reynolds, Rob Deere.
There you go.
Joey Gallo and Samuel Sosa.
Joey Gallo of the Brewers, Joey Gallo.
Joey Gallo, Rangers, Yankees. Rob Deere of the Brewers and the Tigers. Deere played for the Brewers and the Tigers. Okay. So anyway, the Jay Crowder is 1-1-1-1.
1.1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal.
Yes, he had 4 ones in a playoff game the other night for the Suns. They're calling it the Jay Crowder. 1-1-1-1. Now, if you could do all that in 1 minute of play, that would be mwah, chef's kiss perfect.
It's sort of like the line, I think 2 years ago, Draymond Green had like 8 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and Charles Barkley called him Mr. Triple Single.
Triple Single, yeah, that's
Triple Single.
That's a good one there. Have you seen the rise of basement jumbotrons like scoreboards that have 4 TVs in a square? Like this,
we call it the Zaven.
No, this is different. This is a new thing. I've never seen it before. I now have seen 2 of them, and I think they are straight fire. So, you know, at a basketball arena or a hockey arena, the center jumbotron has 4 sides, right?
Yes.
Okay. People are now making those out of small TVs, like 32-inch TVs at most, and then building a very neat little encasing for them and hanging them over things like pool tables. And it is awesome if you think about it. Think about that hanging over a pool table where there's lights for the pool table that shine straight down. And then on all 4 sides are 4 TVs showing the same game. But at least if it's a game you care about, you can circle the table and watch it while you're playing.
Actually, that sounds ingenious.
Oh, you got to see it. I'll send you a link to it. You'll be like, okay, that looks hot as shit.
By the way, can I bring up something? Because you sparked my curiosity.
Yes, sir.
When you call the 6th strikeout is the horn.
Yes.
And this is from Wikipedia.
Yes, sir.
Think about Sam Horn. Horn's most notable professional baseball achievement occurred on July 17th, 1991, when he became only the 5th player in MLB history to strike out 6 times in a game. This occurred during a 15-inning game with the Kansas City Royals. After which teammate and former Cy Young Award winner and the late great Mike Flanagan famously told the ensemble media, including then baseball writer for the Baltimore Sun, Tim Kirkchen, that from now on, 6 strikeouts will be known as a horn. 7 will be known as a horn aplenty.
Oh, wow. Okay, with that, let's go ahead and put a wrap on it today.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, what do we got?
The Baltimore Orioles are my FTG for the week. Do you know that the Baltimore Orioles are not allowing the radio broadcast team to travel at all? And one of my very good friends is on the play-by-play, and he is beside himself.
Why?
That he will not be That's a great question. I didn't want to pry.
It's got to be money. It's got to be money.
Well, how many pennies can this team pinch? They have the lowest salary in the league. What else can they do? Like, nobody's going to their games. I don't know what else they can do.
Like Monty Burns once said in The Simpsons, you know, Smithers, I'd trade it all for a little bit more. Yeah, pinching pennies ain't got no end. See, this is what's happening in the wake of the pandemic. Shit is going downhill, and companies and businesses are making shitty practices, the new normal, throwing up their hands and saying, like it or leave it. For example, at a hotel in Vegas, a buddy of mine said they didn't even make up the room until he left. You're on your own to clean your own room during the duration of your stay. And the reason was, well, we can't find anyone to work. Well, fuck you then. Where's my discount? Where's my $15 a day, you know, of discount? Nope, we're not giving you that. We're just not going to clean your room. It's getting worse. So this is another example. Baseball broadcasts aren't going to be in the stadiums because why pay guys to travel?
By the way, do you know that most teams don't have a traveling radio producer with them to set up shit? The guy play-by-play
guys. They got rid of that. They got rid of that as well. I know. So anyway, for the Orioles, cheap-ass mofos, fuck them.
I really hate your ass right now.
All right, mine goes to MSNBC Dr. Patel, who had this idea for those who are still flying and don't want to be next to unmasked people now that the mask mandate has been struck down. Listen to this bit of lunacy.
If people want to stay safe, the best thing they can do, high-quality masks, and that when possible, carry some extra masks. I know this sounds crazy, but if you tell someone next to you on a plane, pay a 95 and just say, or surgical mask, and just say, I've got an elderly mother at home. I've got a child with cancer at home. Will you please do me a favor? Having the people at least closest to you in that row, protecting yourself and them, can be the best safety. So carry some extra masks with you. Carry some rapid tests with you if you're traveling.
Oh, yeah. Bold strategy, Cotton. Are you crazy? Have you lost your mind, woman? I've got an elderly mom at home or a kid with cancer. Well, then maybe you should not be flying. So, Dr. Patel, F you. All right, Jay, good run today. Thank you very much. I'll smooth the waters with you-know-who, and we'll just go from there. As Ken Beatrice taught us so boldly to say,
bye-bye now.
Gotta go mop that up from earlier. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have yourself a great Thursday, and we will see you next time.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.